Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to the best and brightest of Hollywood Glam Squad members. We are talking about hairstylists, makeup artists, manicurists, facialists, you name it. The people behind the people we love to watch in Hollywood. And of course, I am joined by my co-pilot on the beauty plane, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Hi, Gwen. You look lovely.
Well, thank you. I got hair did today. I know. It's so nice, you know, when you get like a little blowout that you weren't expecting. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what I'm in desperate need of, Travis? A manicure. Are you still doing your own nails?
Yeah, I'm doing my at-home gel appliques.
Oh, my God. Like, you're really going, like, you go
well, there. They're like a combo of a decal with the UV light. So wow. They're like called Aura. So they have cool patterns, and then you put them under the light for like 360 seconds and they stay like gel, but they peel off, which I like a little better.
Oh yeah, that's so much easier. I love that. Well, you know, I'm still doing all my manicures at home. I'm not as adventurous as you are with the nail art, but you know, it's like 'tis the season to just be looking like cute and ornate all the time. And honestly, it's like, I didn't really shop that much during the pandemic. So, you know, I'm kind of interested in making my nails into like a fun accessory because I think that, you know, that always makes a statement, right?
Well, it's so about time, Gwen. I've been asking you to do that for years every time you do your nails.
No,
so let's get
true.
Some design.
You always yell at me when I just do my opaque nude, but that's, you know, that's been my signature, but I'm really ready to spice it up. So
good.
We have a really exciting guest today, Travis.
Yes, I am so excited about this guest. She has done iconic nails.
Iconic, the most iconic nails. So guys, without further ado, we have Kimmy Keys with us today. She is the woman behind the nails of, I mean, we're talking Rihanna, Adele, whose nails you see waving while she's singing, Eva Longoria. I mean, you name it. Like, if there's somebody cool in Hollywood, like Chrissy Teigen, whose nails I always love looking
at.
Oh my God, no way. Lil Nas X, my favorite. Yeah. All right, Kimmy, thank you so much for coming to play with us today. It's the perfect time of year to focus on nails, but you focus on nails every day, all year long.
Every day.
First of all, tell us, you are like, right, like you create the most kind of like, you know, they just stop you in your tracks, these nails. Like they are the most groundbreaking nails in Hollywood. How did you get into this? Like how long have you been doing nails and how did you become like the person that celebrities go to when they want like over the top design?
I started nails when I was 17 in my mom's basement. I had a little nail shop. It's still there. And then I went to nail school, moved to LA because my sister was out here and always wanted me to come. And so I moved out here and I was like, I can do nails anywhere. So I started working in salons like the Beverly Hills Hotel. That was my first job. Mm-hmm. And then I worked for a spa at the Mondrian. And then I started working for mobile spas. And then I started getting some celebrities that way. And I was going to like events and doing them at home. And then I got an agent from there and the rest is history. And it's been great.
I mean, so much fun. And now what is your favorite method? Like, do you like using regular polish? Do you like using gels? Do you like making 3D nails? Like, what is your favorite mode?
Well, gels, obviously, because they get cured and then they don't get ruined.
Right.
But then there's also like when it comes to polish, because gels are a little more difficult to take off on your own, polish is also a good alternative. However, the drying time is such a bummer. So I really am into this Color Street product right now. That's like a liquid. It's a nail polish strip and it goes on like a full coverage and it's already dry. And then when you want to take it off, you just remove it with nail polish remover.
I think the
I've used that a bunch.
I'm sure you have, Travis.
Yes,
Travis loves Color Street, but here is a really interesting little known fact. My sister, Alex, is a Color Street stylist.
I love her for that. I had a girl I went to high school with text me when she's like, I saw you on a Color Street thing. She's like, I sell Color Street. I love it.
I think it's so cool because it's so much fun and it's such an easy way to change up your nail look. And the coolest part about Color Street, particularly because there are a lot of like nail polish stickers, Color Street is actual real polish.
Yeah, it's not a sticker at all.
Which is so neat. It's just so neat.
Sandwiched in between plastic. So it's on a backing and then it has like a clear top and you peel it off and then you peel off the nail strip and you just press it down and then file off the edge. And when it comes to do-it-yourself nail art, that's where it's really fancy because you can get such great, intricate, perfect designs with zero effort.
So how would you do nail art? Like, would you just like cut out to do a French or something like that? Like, do you cut the strips? Like, what do you do?
Yeah. Oh, I cut them. I use hole punches. I do all kinds of fun stuff because I punched out butterflies and then I took the little butterfly piece and put it on a nail. And then I used the punched out one and used it for like the negative face butterfly. It was so cute. Yeah. I hate to waste. So you can use all the pieces and bits.
Well, didn't we learn so much during the pandemic? I mean, honestly, like I never really understood recycling until I started cooking every day. And now I'm like, everything gets recycled and nothing gets wasted. And use everything you can in every way you can and upcycle things. And totally. So what do you think are going to be like the big designs for this holiday season?
Well, you know, holidays is always festive. Reds are always going to be at the forefront of every manicure with something glittery or foily. Like I said, for nail art at home, I just love Color Street. They have these little cute bows and it's called, winter bowmance. Right? And it's just these little bows on a silvery gold nail that like the little tails go across all the nails and there's little bows. It's so cute.
I love that. And now
so for simplicity, that's really the jam.
Can you add glitter and rhinestones and crystals to Color Street? Like even if you stick it down and then just do whatever you want?
Yeah, because you can put a top coat over it of a liquid top coat and then you can stick the gems and stuff into that top coat. Or you could glue them on.
I love it.
Because the nice thing is what's too adhered to your nail is just polish. So when it comes time to remove it, it's really polish remover.
No pressure. That's so great.
Yeah.
And people are so scared of nail polish decals from Color Street, from anywhere else. They think it's going to be hard. They don't think it's going to look right. And it's so easy. It's so easy.
Even me with my getting your cuticle right? The first couple times you might set it down wrong, but it's polish. You just wipe it off and do a new one.
With my man hands, which these are not made for, I can find something that matches my nail shape.
But the big ones have two ends. So you can maybe, and your nails are short.
That's
so
what
you can
I do.
Use the big one twice.
That is so much fun, you guys. I love it. Now, what shape nail do you think is the trend right now, Kimmy? Are we still seeing a lot of almond shapes and longer nails, or what do you think?
I mean, yes and no. Adele has a long almond, which is beautiful on her.
Her nails
and then
are so feminine.
When that Easy On Me video trailer came out, I thought I would cry. I was like, is this a nail commercial or a music video? I'm not really sure.
Totally.
But yeah, hers are long and almond. Rihanna just had super crazy long square ones that she was like breaking every 30 seconds. So she changed them back to like a shorter square. It's more manageable. But yeah,
like
it's
the true
pretty.
Coffin, like the true coffin.
I
cut.
Love a coffin nail. Even me like too. When they have that super arch in them too.
Me too.
Such a work of art.
Oh my God, you guys are hilarious.
Oh, Travis and I talk all day long about nails.
Yes. Do you think
we're doing nails?
My nails are short right now. I usually try to grow them into a long almond, but right now they're just really short. So I've been wearing almost like a black cherry because I think that like dark shades look better on short square nails. What do you think?
I love a short red. I love a short dark. Probably darker shades are my favorite on a shorter nail. There's I hate to say it again, but like there's this one called Ring It In, which is a gold to faded black for like New Year's.
Oh, color fun.
It's so cute.
We love the ombre glitters on those.
Ombre is it. It's not hard. It's not easy to achieve on your own either. Like if you're
right? It's easier with a decal.
100%. Yes. And you know, the cool thing, Color Street is like what, $12 or $16?
Yes, it's 11 to 13 bucks depending on the design.
It's the easiest, most affordable thing. I love Color Street. But now when you're doing celebrity nails, like let's say even Adele with her long almond shape, are those her nails or are those like press-on nails?
They're usually an enhancement of some sort. Travis is like, yes.
I mean, it's like all hair in Hollywood, right? It's mostly theirs, but there's a little help in the back. Like
exactly.
There's a little acrylic powder on top to elongate.
It's theirs. They paid for it. They own it.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know, like Rihanna, like sometimes when she has those 3D crazy wild designs, I've always thought there is no way that Rihanna is showing up and sitting for 2 hours to get that done. It's like on a press on and then she just sits down for like the 20 minutes that it takes to affix them.
There are celebrities that do that who don't necessarily wear a long nail in life. Applying a press on over an acrylic that's already there isn't always the most pretty. It kind of becomes like a chunky, messy thing.
Too much. Yeah.
So she does sit there. She does. She is a patient woman who gets her hair done while we do nails, and we maybe have like some sort of yummy Jamaican or Barbados type cuisine happening.
Like
watching some kind of reality TV. It's fun. This is nails.
I love that.
It's a full glam sesh party at the house to the wee hours. We have
she loves the house vibes.
And so for like a normal real person, if they did like a 3D nail, like Travis, you would always do this where you would do like 3D with rhinestones and appliques. Yeah. Then how do you remove that stuff?
It's typically soaking. Yeah, you soak.
That's it.
I put a layer of Elmer's glue down on my nail, and then I put the polish over it, and then I put 1,000 studs over, and then I can peel off the Elmer's glue.
This is a great hack.
That's a good hack. Does it stay like long term for you?
The Elmer's glue is more of like a 1 week thing. Like that's for like I would stay a week.
I am
I'll touch it up. I'll touch it up.
Okay.
Like, you know, the wooden spike you use to put them on, I'll put a little Elmer's glue. And if it's peeling up, I'll put it down a little bit. Bit ratchet, but it's impossible to get glitter and studs off your nails. You soak for 15 minutes, you're so dry.
Yes. The trick to glitter is you get a cotton swab really, really, really saturated and use acetone because it's stronger. You saturate it and like kind of rub it till it starts to shred up your cotton and then get it really wet again and set it on it and tap it and let it get really wet and then go on to the next nail. Do maybe two nails to the rough part and then go back. And that liquid you set on that glitter that was roughed up makes it like eats away at it the whole time you're working on the other nails and you come back and it just wipes right off.
I mean, that's a good tip.
If it's gel, it's a whole different animal, but for polish, it will do that.
That is a good tip. I feel like the trendy nails you've been doing right now have been a lot of like red and black, like lines with glitter. So if someone was doing that at home, is that like a scotch tape to do the line? If you can't eyeball it, you know, I feel like that's a really trendy nail right now. The long sharp with sort of designs deco on it.
Yeah. People do use scotch tape. I've seen people use, remember those reinforcements for the hole punch in your paper? People use those circles to create the moons at the back of your nail.
Well, fun.
a skinny, long stripe brush is the best way to achieve like any kind of a line or a, you know, design. And you can, there's shorter ones and longer ones, depending, like if you're doing a long stripe, a long brush is nice. If you want to do detailed work, like a shorter little skinny brush is nice for that. But yeah, there's lots of different ways to do that.
It's so fun
around the holidays. I just love when everyone gets like the glitter and the 3D and the designs, and it's just so festive. Head to toe, head to nail.
It's a great, I mean, I think it's a great accessory, like a handbag or a piece of jewelry. Like you can, it's just a really easy way to add bling to your look and something that's special, something that you wouldn't ordinarily wear, and something that's just like really fun. What do you think? It's temporary, exactly.
Yeah, it's short term. It's not like dyeing your hair. That's a lot more of a commitment.
100%. And also, it's really affordable. It's much more affordable than a pair of diamond earrings. That's true.
That's true. I could just put glitter on my nails, see me from far away shining and sparkling, and it only cost me $11.
And now, yeah, what I love about Color Street with those glitter polishes is that it's like smooth to the touch. Because when you put glitter polishes on and it starts sort of wearing away, it gets like rough. And then you can like, I've pulled clothes, I've pulled waist things like bras and stuff. Any tips for if you have real glitter on your nails, how to keep them smooth? Would you put a top coat on, like a gel top coat?
You can put gel over a nail polish, but you have to wait until it's completely dried.
Got it.
Because it's almost like pouring concrete on mud. If it's wet and it's not dry, like you could put concrete on dirt, it's solid. But if you do anything like with wet inside, it'll seal in the wet and create like, it'll never dry. Because polish like oxidizes and dries in the air, right? So if you seal it with something hard plastic, you're preventing that from ever finishing drying. But top coat is really the trick to glitter. But what's cool about Color Street is that it has a base coat built in, two coats of the color, and a top coat, all in just one peel and set down.
Genius. It's very genius.
I love innovative nail products. I'm always like looking for something new. So
what else have you seen that you love? Like, are there any at-home gel kits that you've seen that are easy to use that you'd recommend?
Gel is tricky. It's not that the polish or the quality of it is the deciding factor. It's really the application. Like if you get it on the skin or flood the cuticle or don't cap the free edge or don't prep the nail properly, nothing is sticking. That gel is just going to become a nightmare because it's going to be cured and you can't be like, oh, I got it on my skin, I'm going to take a shower and it's going to come off. It's not going to come off.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is it's going to separate from the skin and the nail and create lifting, and then it's going to crack and break and fall off.
Yes.
So it's really practice. Watch those tutorials and you will get good at it and practice. But like, remember, like, prep is key. That's the main thing. You know what? I recently took a nail class with my friend Hillary, who is amazing. And my Instagram nail friend I just met. Anyway,
she
invited me to one of her classes. And one of the things she does is she takes a nail brush and she dips it in rubbing alcohol, like one of those cheap old plastic nail brushes, and scrubs the nail down into the cuticle around the edges with that before she polishes. Brilliant. It is a game changer because we capture oils and food and dirt and debris and all that stuff. And if the nail plate isn't clean and prepped, nothing's sticking to it for very long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that rubbing alcohol isn't drying?
I mean, yes, but follow every manicure up with some cuticle oil and you're all good to go.
That's what Color Street makes easy, because I use like Aurora. It's like, it's from South Korea. I have to order it on like, you know, Shine and like Wish.com. But it's thicker, and it's, you really have to be more of an expert than when applying a Color Street, because it's a gel and you put it under, and if it hardens, they're more likely to fall off. But you know, if you're an artiste, give those a shot. If you're not, definitely do not.
Do not. Yeah, Color Street's pliable, and you can actually, if it's not fitting your nail right, you can give it a little tug and it'll actually stretch without tearing if you're gentle, and you can really customize the fit nicely.
That's so awesome. And what about press-on nails? Because I feel like there is such a huge trend. Like Olive and June just came out with these really beautiful press-ons, and you know, the Impress, they're really great. Any tips for like how to find the right, like you really have to find with those, I feel like it's like finding the one that matches your nail bed, right? Are there any hacks though?
I mean, you can lightly file an edge if something's way too big. You just don't want to make it, you don't want to put on a nail that's too big, because then it just looks like a chiclet and it's gross.
Exactly.
And it won't, again, adhere to a nail plate that it's overlapping skin a little on either side. But you don't want it too small either, where you can like see the edges of your own nail sticking out, because that's not cute.
That's not cute at all. I mean, yeah, it's just not
cute. It is a sizing thing. Like, you got to like take, when you buy something like that, dump it out, really look at the sizes and pre-size them so that you're not using a size that maybe is better for a different finger. Like, take the whole plethora of nails and pick the 10 that really work for you first before. Don't just be like, oh, this one's cool, and glue it on, and then go to look for the rest of them, because you may then pick the wrong sizes doing that.
And that's a really good tip. If you buy a nude, you put down a nude polish and then you put on the nude press-on nail, and that can help a little bit if it's too small. But when you're right, like 2 years ago, Impress and Kiss got their act together, and now their press-on nails look so much better than they used to. They are for adults now. They used to be only for like children. And everyone's following suit. Yes.
Oh, remember that?
They were like big old fat honking gross looking things. They made them thinner at the cuticles so that they look natural. They have the curve like a natural nail now. They're not just like this plastic chunk of horribleness.
Now, how do you get those babies off if you don't want to just wait for them to fall off?
There's two ways to apply them. Like, you can use a double stick kind of tape vibe.
Oh, smart.
And that's like if you want to go out for the night. Those, you just have to be careful not to get them wet right away. I have clients that will put them on them and they'll go to the bathroom, come back. I'm like, they're falling off. I'm like, you washed your hands 2 seconds. It needs like a minute to solidify. They even say like sometimes up to an hour or two to really get solid. But I've known people wear them with sticky tabs for a week. I mean, it really depends on your lifestyle. And then there's people like me that would definitely need to glue it down. And you don't want to use too much glue because you don't want to flood the cuticle, because then that just looks crusty and nasty around the edges. But you don't want to use not enough glue because you want it to be like adhered well. So, and if you glue them, it's going to be a soak-off situation typically. A lot of girls will rip off, but they'll tell you all day, they'll be like, my nails are ruined because I did gels. And I was like, was it the gels or did you take them off with your teeth? And they're like, they took them off with their teeth.
Exactly. So what was your, like, when you were doing a celebrity's nails, what was like the biggest nail disaster you ever had?
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this.
Oh my God, tell us everything. Tell us everything.
1 year for the Met, I did Katy Perry's nails. And we were in a massive rush. And we had put little gems on the end of each nails that said, what was the brand?
Moschino.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And I glued one of the letters in the wrong place and it was spelled wrong. And she realized in the car, thank God. And she fixed it because I had given her glue, like, just in case. And she was like, oh, shit.
That would have been so embarrassing. That was pretty,
it could have been like a massive disaster. I was so grateful to her. And I think I was even like, oh, my God. And I think I had taken a picture and I was like, oh my God. And I texted her and she was like, yeah, I noticed it in the car. I was like, oh Jesus.
Phew. It's like one of those things where you're rushing and things happen, right?
Like, especially with a press on, it's usually, they don't want to press them on before they're ready to go. So hair and makeup is happening. I'm making them in the corner. They get dressed. They're like walking out the door. I'm chasing her to the car, like gluing them on. And then I was like, oh no.
That is hilarious.
Oh,
I love it. Well, you just told all of our listeners and they're going to be so excited about it.
Thank God for her to be a good speller and save my butt.
Right?
You saved the day. She saved the day.
It takes a village. Teamwork. It's like, oh my God. I love it. What do you think about the dip nail?
I like the dip. A lot of people think I've had people argue with me that, and I'm like, you realize it's acrylic? And they're like, no, it's not. And I was like, but it is acrylic. The difference between dip and acrylic is the monomer versus the resin. So a resin is a liquid glue. And so you're really, that liquid they put paint on your nails first is glue. And then they dip that in the powder and it starts to like mesh together and, you know, do that science stuff where it creates this solid plastic cap. And then the other, with doing acrylic, you dip the brush into a liquid and that into the powder and apply it that way. So it really is an acrylic. I like it. For me, it's tough because I'm a mobile artist. And unfortunately, bottles of glue like to glue themselves shut when they get turned on their sides all the time. And then the activator that comes with that dip. It just leaks in my bag all the time. So I have opted out of that dip life.
Yeah.
But a lot of people really do love it. And some people do really well with it. And I know a lot of people did it during the pandemic and loved it. But that's another thing. Don't get it in your cuticles because it will peel off much like gel and become a mess.
Interesting. Interesting. I've always thought that it was too thick looking.
That's why I don't love it. But I have seen people that apply it really nicely.
Yeah, you have to find somebody.
I feel like it might be a knee error. Yeah.
All right, Travis, what is the design that you're going to wear for the holidays?
I'm actually about to go do them right now. I'm going to do a tortoise shell.
Oh,
tortoise shell. I'm using those gel decals that I have from Aurora that I ordered. So they are decal gels and they have black with rhinestone like diamonds. And then three of them are tortoise shell.
Oh, I want to see this.
Yeah. And I'll DM Kimmy, you a picture.
Do you videos? Like, do you have a YouTube channel or anything where you show yourself creating these amazing art looks that you do with Color Street?
I have done stuff like that for brands or for like Fife. I did it for them once, but I have never really done it on my own. It's kind of something that I really want to kick myself for because YouTube and TikToks and all that are like a whole nother career.
Well, girl, start your TikTok. Do it tomorrow.
I need a mentor. Help. Somebody, anybody out there, hit me up. I need help.
Awesome. You guys, somebody get in touch with Kimmy Keys and be her camera person.
Let's collab and we'll share the profit.
I have loved this so much. You gave us so many amazing ideas for DIY nail art for the holidays. And Travis, your hack is maybe the best hack I have ever heard for 3D nail art. So thank you. You guys have given me like amazing inspiration. I hope that you listeners have also gotten some. Please come back next week for another episode of Glam Squad Confidential. Thanks for listening. I'm Gwen Flamberg. And until then, stay gorgeous.